Agreed.
Another week to talk a little bit about solar.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the potential of oversaturation of solar. You know, look, we all want solar on our roof. We all want lower power bills. We all want our own energy independence, especially in the light of the worldwide border tensions, which looked like last week. Lee, we had one client that was what spurred him on to be able to run his farm in the event of an energy crisis.
Wow. So we all know what we all want, but what happens when we have too much solar?
That's a good question. We can see examples of this in South Australia where over 280,000 households have a solar system installed, which is around 35% of all their homes. Now, that might not sound much, but with at least 65% of homes still available for a solar installation. But ask the grid operators about how the grid responds to that much solar.
Especially during the day when the majority of homes, they're empty, aren't they, due to people being at work or at school, and these systems are just really pumping excess power into the grid.
That's right, and late last year, just for a brief period, 30% of the state's energy was supplied by mum and dad and business solar systems, and the rest was wind and solar farms. So they had a 156-hour run of being 100% renewable energy. While we're in Tassie, we're sort of rather impressed by that because we see that effort only on days ending in Y. It has proven to be a drama for the South Australian network providers.
Is it fair to say that some areas are, say, blanketed in solar and others are a little bit more sparse?
That's correct, and so it's not evenly distributed throughout the network. So much so, all new solar systems in South Australia have to have the ability to be able to be turned off by the network in the event of a massive oversupply event, and that could cause a cascading failure, which no one wants.
Why is this?
Because sometimes there's too much energy with nowhere for it to go, so it must be cut off at its source. Now, with solar and renewable energy projects still rolling out in South Australia, it has to have somewhere to go. And look, they're onto it. Obviously, sending it to other states and the national energy market is one solution, but there are other options, and they'll also be applicable to Tassie, so that's why we're mentioning it today.
You got some information about a new hydrogen plant which is proposed for Whyalla in South Australia. Those that are unaware, it's the fourth most popular city in South Australia after Adelaide, just tucked in there at the Eyre Peninsula, Spencer Gulf area.
So, you know, remember when the carbon tax was the boogeyman and it was going to destroy everything in Australia with Whyalla being wiped off the map. So much so, Craig Emerson took to the air, you know, singing No Whyalla Wipeout there on my TV to the Skyox horror movie song. But the frighteners were everywhere from all the usual suspects. It was all doom and gloom. But now Whyalla is the proposed location of a $593 million, 250-megawatt hydrogen electrolyser converting renewable energy into hydrogen to export around the world and use domestically. They're also looking at putting in a 200-megawatt hydrogen-fueled power station and a storage facility for 3,600 tonnes of hydrogen.
Now, Whyalla has established rail and transport infrastructure, and it's very close proximity to a lot of deep water ports there.
That's right, so they can move it around. They can basically load ships up and send it to all the countries in the world that are going to want this hydrogen. More importantly, though, Lee, having such a large energy sink available, it will unlock up to $20 billion of renewable energy projects that are being held up as energy supply in certain times of the year is greater than demand. Having something for that excess energy to go, it will also negate the need for networks to turn off solar systems as well, meaning the last 65% of roofs can be utilised in South Australia. So that number again, Lee, $20 billion, a lot of zeros there, for the state of South Australia of clean, green, 24-hour supply power projects, displacing coal and gas, which is what we all want, and they're delivered in the ground, all because of renewable energy. And funnily enough, it has bipartisan support politically in the state. So how things have changed.
They certainly have changed. So that's South Australia. Let's bring it back to Tasmania.
Righto. So Tasmania only has around 24,600 homes installed with solar, which is about 10%. So at this point in time, we're a long way before we come close to the solar saturation of South Australia. And our grid, having multiple sources of generation, plus being largely hydro, it can handle more power input than any other state. Plus we have Basslink and the aluminium smelters that can also absorb huge amounts of energy. Basically, we have somewhere for it to go. So we're probably never going to be in that saturation sort of point like South Australia. Even more exciting is Fortescue Future Industries, led by Twiggy Forrest, is still on the table to put in our own 250-megawatt hydrogen plant in Bell Bay. For the same reasons as Whyalla, it's got a deep water port, lots of existing infrastructure, and abundance of renewable energy. Then we have the Marinus Link, another huge avenue to move energy off our island. So look, this is going to unlock our own renewable energy projects. And hopefully give our island the opportunity to have a renewable energy-led industrial renaissance, and look, we're helping save the planet at the same time.
So those pushing coal and gas, Adrian, they're holding this back, aren't they?
That's right, mate. We just need them to get out of the way. We all know who they are. We get to vote them out before too much longer. The future, in my opinion, is pretty bright. We just need to stop politicising common sense progress. Plus, if Mad Lad doesn't kick off World War III in the next few months, that would also be nice. DMS Energy, we're the North West Coast leading solar suppliers, and if your house is one of the 90% of Tasmanian's houses without solar, where have you been? What are you doing? You're missing out. Every year, the rebates get a little bit lower, and while they're available, they make solar more affordable. Lower power bills at lower prices.
That's what we want. Lower power bills at lower prices. DMS Energy, where best do we find you?
You'll find us at 56 Sheffield Road in Sprayton. Or you can give us a bell on 502-599 or all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. And that's our brand new shiny website, so let us know what you think. Or find us on Facebook. Just look for DMS Energy.
And any questions, just shoot you a Facebook message.
Exactly. We'd love to hear more from our listeners, and I'd be happy to answer questions online.
And you'll be out here it's next Monday morning around 8:30 for another Power Savers with that man, Adrian Luke from DMS Energy. Have a great day and a great week, and we'll talk some more then.